Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
35-yard attempt, well within his range. 18 of 20 this season. His left, and one of those misses a 60-yarder in the half. 35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper. Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal!
Yes, they did. I love the call because you can hear Danon Hughes chuckling. Danon Hughes is chuckling like, are you kidding me? This football team... this team just keeps finding ways to win games. They, of course, are still undefeated. That's how it sounded right here on 96.5 The Fan out at Arrowhead yesterday afternoon. What a win for Kansas City. Of course, we're going to be talking about this throughout the entire day, and that'll be a game that we all remember for a very, very long time. The rare field goal block to win a game. Once again, this team just proving that it's not over until the clock hits zero. The cliche stuff does apply to this football team, that they just find ways to win, and they never think they're actually going to lose a football game. And there's something to be said when that's your mindset. And of course, super athletic play by Leo Chenal there. I mean, that was, we've all seen the still frame photo is one of those that you want to get autographed and framed up and put in your man cave.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Not just him. I'm talking every Chiefs fan. I'm not even talking just him. He's obviously got to get a huge blow up of that thing. And that's got to be on his
poster size of the wall. Look, it doesn't make any sense. There is no reason they should have won that game. It was a 35-yard kick. 97% of kicks inside of 35 yards have been made this season. 97% have gone through the uprights, either just honestly or whatever took place outside. So like the other 2%, maybe another one was blocked. Maybe they were just like shanked on occasion. Whatever the hell it is, the Chiefs have now won a game by a toe in week one. They won a game on a blocked field goal on a fourth down stop late in the game against the Falcons. They won on, I mean, not just won on it, but like needed a late pass interference penalty against Cincinnati. There are plenty of games the Chiefs could have lost this year. And yet here we come in, Golden. What are they? 9-0.
9-0.
Great teams find ways to win. Lions did it last night. Great teams find ways to win.
Yeah, those, and there's a reason why we're talking about both Detroit and Kansas City as the two best teams in football, because they can play games in which they make a lot of mistakes. Lions have 5 interceptions from their quarterback yesterday. We know Kansas City in all 3 phases until the end with the block, all 3 phases made mistakes for the Chiefs yesterday, right? We know offensively there were a couple misses. We'll get into those. Defensively, at times, they had some struggles. Trent McDuffie didn't have his best game. They made a mistake on the kickoff that led the Broncos to have the ball at the 40, and then yet it was all 3 phases in this case, the special teams that also helped them win a game. It's remarkable how they were able to get this thing done. You went through a couple of the instances this season. You're right, though. On their 9 wins, I think, 5 of them now have come down to essentially the last play of the game. You highlighted the first 2 weeks of the season. The Falcons were another one. There's 3 right there. Yesterday is 4. I think like 6 of their games have come down to the final play, essentially.
Roughly. Now, in some of those games, they never really, like in the Ravens game, right? The Ravens only possessed the ball with a chance to take the lead.
Sure, but it was the final play. Drive.
But it was the final play. It was the Isaiah Likely. Hell, you want to chalk up last week too? An overtime game in which the Bucks could have gone for two? Like, that's another one. Now I'm up to five of their nine games.
Six or seven of the nine wins were essentially last play, either with them having the ball or needing a stop, or in this case, needing a blocked field goal. What's unique about this, too, is you mentioned, you know, you got to have some luck on your side across the season in which you're undefeated. That is all true. And so you can say they got lucky. But also, this was something that was a call from Dave Tobe in terms of how their alignment, something they had seen.
Yes.
Mike Danna yesterday was down in the locker room and Nate Taylor asked him the question about last year's Super Bowl in which they blocked the extra point. And it was the same. Mike Danna said, yeah, that was the same call. They overloaded the right side this go around. There was clearly something they saw on film, as Leo Chanel mentioned, and Dave Tobe mentioned after the game, that there was multiple weeks where one of the offensive linemen on the special teams unit there, Forsyth, had struggled. He had fallen backwards a handful of times over the last few weeks. They knew that
like
was
five times or something. Yeah. He keeps falling on his ass and kick coverage.
They exploited it. They're saying, oh, we're going to put one of our strongest, most athletic linebackers on that side, along with, you know, Karloftis could have blocked it too. It was Chanel, but Karloftis broke through. We're going to overload that side. And that was by design. So yes, were they lucky? Sure. But also, like, that's what they work on. Like, that is a designed,
it's practiced
opportunity, something they saw on film to take advantage of. And boy, oh boy, did they ever.
It's just, there's very few other than like a Hail Mary. It's the same level of energy because you're not really counting on anyone winning. I wasn't at the stadium, right? So I wasn't walking to my car or anything, like I'm sure a number of people were.
Oh, plenty of people were headed to the exits. They'll never admit it.
No, God, no. They'll never admit that they were. Yeah. But they were walking to the car. I wasn't walking to the car, but I can tell you. So, like, Sunday noon game makes me feel like I got more opportunity to get some stuff done. I typically went on a Sunday where you're like, well, you know, like that noon, red zone, the other. So, like, I had stood up. I had begun the process of, like, okay, I'm going to be done working on the game. I got some other stuff I'm going to take care of. So I had stood up and it was like, all right, time to wrap this bad boy down and problem solved, right? We'll just get to it from there. And instead I was like, oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
I was already ready to help Desmond with his game. Like, I was already locked into other things. That was a formality to me.
Yeah, I want to hear from you guys, too, on the Jay Southland Toast Service text line throughout the show today. 913-586-7965. I think we're both kind of curious. What was going through your mind? What was your sequence? Had you switched the channel already? Had you gone over to Red Zone channel? Whatever. Because in the press box, I can say people are packing up their stuff a little bit. Like, you're already getting ready to put your backpack on and head down to the locker room. And I was next to our good old friend Pete. And we're just, everybody started kind of almost laughing when it happened. Like, and you could hear laughter in the press box. Like, basically, you got to be kidding me. This team, of course, they found a way to get out of this mess because they should have lost the game. And of course, they found a way to come up with the one play that they needed to make. And someone did the research on this. I think this came from Elias Sports Bureau, that field goal blocks in the last 5 seconds of a game down either a point or two, or I guess they would have been. The Chiefs were up, but the opponent being down one or two since 1994. All right. This goes back away, almost as old as I am. All right. Since 1994, the last one was 2022. The Saints blocked the Falcons. That was a 63 yard field goal. Okay?
Yeah, you're supposed to block those. They got to be low.
The trajectory is low. 2014 was the next most recent. There was two of them, a 63 yarder and a 58 yarder. Again, long kicks. Trajectory is a little bit lower. 2011 was a 65 yarder. This by far was the shortest distance of a block with 5 seconds or less to go, basically in the last 30 some odd years. That's what's remarkable. All the other ones are 50 plus yarders. There's one that was a 40 yarder when the Raiders had a block against the Browns, I guess, back in 07. But this was a 35 yard field goal. Should have been a gimme. It's a veteran kicker. Kickers are making more kicks than ever in the NFL, especially from 50 plus. And yet the Chiefs overloaded one side. And I know there was some conversation out of Denver. They were trying to claim that it was an illegal formation. No, it wasn't. They did not have seven guys on the line of scrimmage. Nick Bolton is clearly off the line of scrimmage.
It's rigged. The refs helped him block the kick.
I love Chiefs fans responding with someone photoshopped a referee as part of going up with his hands blocking too. It's so good. Lean in. Again, embrace the hate. They hate us.
Who cares?
They hate us. And yesterday's only going to increase that. Everybody was cheering and rooting on the Denver Broncos thinking, finally, you had had a good run, 8-1. Nope. Leo Chanel and company come up with an unbelievable block, and the Chiefs are still undefeated.
I mean, it's so few kicks that have, because you know how hard it is to get to a kick that they get to just essentially sky to the, you know, up to the tippy top of the air. It's hard to block because it's not supposed to be low enough for anyone to get near it. Now, I'll say Leo Chanel has made it since his entire time being here very clear. He is one of the freakish of freak athletes in the entire NFL. Say what you want. He only plays like 35-40% of the snaps for this team right now, because I'm sure there's some like, oh, he doesn't line up in coverage right or whatever. They have let this man block a kick, play edge defensive line, cover athletic type. Like, they'll just let him do whatever.
He's also lined up as fullback at times on offense, Cody.
The second he climbed that bus, his rookie year, and he like bent the bar and essentially just did a pull up a double decker bus. You knew what kind of athlete the man was. Having just freakazoid athlete on your team every once in a while can be a benefit, because you can be like, hey, Leo, I know you're not a defensive, I know you're not a defensive lineman, but shove this man to the ground. Push his ass down and then knock that kick down if you don't mind. But in fairness, it looked like 8 people could have blocked that kick. Yeah. They got through so easily.
Initially, everybody was trying to figure out who was credited. Mike Dana initially got credited on ESPN in their stats system or whatever for the block. And then everybody's waiting in the press box to look at the replay because nobody could tell initially. Ultimately, we all know it was Leo. But yeah, Mike Dana was way off on the side. I don't know, he even joked in the locker room. He's like, that was not me at all. He's like, I had nothing to do with that. But yeah, it could have been Karlaftis. It was honestly perfect execution for Kansas City on that special teams block. And that's why it actually does matter. You know, when you take a look at pre-scouts and what they see on film, and that was an area that left, I don't know if left guard necessarily, but offensive lineman Forsythe, that he's really struggled all year.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.